That's not all. Look toward the river.
Crocodiles floating on their back.
Looks like something killed them.
Something is loose here. Down the stairs, quick.
I don't see nothing. Maybe there is a monster on the loose.
That's an idiot. There aren't any monsters here or anywhere. I'd say natives are responsible for this.
Ground's too hard packed to hold footprints, but you may be right, Ham.
See, Monk?
Here's the bottom of the stairs. Into the jungle. Follow me as best you can.
Boy, look at Doc. Run! He's pulling way ahead of us.
Good grief! Look! Up in the sky!
Holy cow! Some kind of fire! In the sky!
But that's all I see! Just fire!
It's dropping straight down on our plane!
Doc sees it too! He's trying to reach the plane!
Look out, Doc! Look out!
The plane blew up! It's on fire!
Where's Doc? I can't see him for the smoke!
I see him! They're on the edge of the fire! Come on!
Doc, you all right? What happened?
All we saw was that fire dropping out of the sky.
I'm fine. The flames didn't touch me, but I'm afraid our plane is a total wreck. As for the fire, I didn't see anything you didn't. The fire just appeared in the sky and fell onto the ship.
How can the plane burn like that? It's aluminum!
I've heard lots of tales about Oriental mysticism, but this item...
God, I came to New York for excitement. Man, oh man, am I getting it. Now, Thundin, why did you mail that package?
Why, I needed money. I was going to meet you in Florida and tell you the whole story, but these gentlemen must have got the telegram you sent. That explains why I did not meet you in Florida. Did Santini send a man down there?
No more!
The tall guy is shot.
Forget him. I shoot him many times in the heart. He is a dead.
Boss, I move we shake this place. Things are getting too tough. The skinny guy you shot is one of Doc Savage's outfit. Savage will move the earth to get the guys who rubbed out one of his friends.
Shorty's right. Kidnapping the bronze guy was one thing. Killing one of his men is another. The U.S. is going to be too warm for us.
You birds are just getting wise to yourselves.
Shut her up!
Mr. Savage, what is it?
I don't know, Miss Avery.
Does your flashlight still work?
It's almost dead, but this I think we must see.
Oh, my God! What is it? The whole floor seems to be alive, flowing like a river!
Yes, this explains a lot.
Your flashlight just went out!
Run, Miss Avery. Back the way we came. Feel your way as best you can. I'll be right behind you.
Whatever it was, it doesn't travel very fast.
Oh, but... it's extremely dangerous, nonetheless.
You know what it is?
I think so. But later, for that, we've got to find a way out.
Look! Up ahead! Light!
Yes. Sunlight, unless I'm mistaken.
A hole in the ceiling and a ladder up to it.
This must be their main entrance to the caverns. It's a quick way out, but it must be guarded.
Do we have any choice?
I suppose you're right. Come on! No one around. Up you go!
Hey! Here's the bronze guy!
Do not let him escape!
Hurry! Hurry, Miss Avery!
I can't! The ladder's shaking!
Shaking? Jump off, quickly!
Where?
Anywhere!
Too late!
They fell into that hole in the roof!
Not fell, Rennie. They were pulled down. Something took hold of the cords and yanked them inside.
Well, that something had to be plenty strong to do that. As strong as you, Doc.
Let's find out what it is. I'll boost you up onto the roof. Up you go!
Okay, Doc. Take my hand and I'll lift you.
Here's the hole. I see stairs going down.
The steps end here.
And there's a passageway.
I hope you brought your flashlight, Doc. It's getting awful dim.
I have it.
No sign of Sen, Gad, or Evel.
Maybe they're beyond this next turn.
Nope. Nothing here. Boy, this is sure a long stretch of corridor, ain't it? Hey, I see a light up ahead.
Yes. It's sunlight. There must be another hole in the ceiling.
Sure is bright. Hey, I thought I saw something move in the light. Doc, there is something in the light ahead. It's huge. It's right in front of us. Doc,
It's the thousand-headed man!